Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The rain and snow just keep falling on California. In recent days, a huge blizzard pounded the Sierra Nevada mountains, which is certainly good news for the state's water supply, but it's also a challenge to manage. Later this spring, the snowmelt will rush downhill toward the Pacific Ocean. Some cities are looking for better ways to capture all that water. LA is trying to soak it up like a sponge, using more porous surfaces. Over a four-day period last month, LA captured nearly 9 billion gallons of stormwater, enough to supply 106,000 households for a year. Art Castro is in charge of watershed management at the LA Department of Water and Power. He joins us now. Art, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start with this huge blizzard that just hit the mountains of California and dropped, I see, up to 12 feet of snow in some places. In general, I mean, what's your reaction to California getting so much precipitation? It must be good.
So it is good. We are coming off a whiplash of storms, whether it's a really wet year or really dry year, what we've seen in the past. Not long ago, we were like in a drought. We did have the wettest year in record in the last 2 years. So it's a whiplash, and we have to be cognizant that the storms are going to be coming in waves. We've noticed a lot more intense, fast-moving storms, especially in the Southern California region. And unfortunately, our infrastructure is built for those slow-moving storms that happen throughout the days. So we have to do a lot more to capture those intense storms that really provide stormwater capture for our water supply.
These storms, as you described, they have been coming a lot lately. Tell me what you're doing to capture all of this water and, as they say, to turn LA into a sponge. How does it work?
So typically, we do a lot of partnerships in the LA region. One of the strongest partnerships we have is with the LA County Flood Control District. So they own and operate the regional dams and spreading grounds. So we've partnered with them to optimize those systems, to improve those spreading grounds and dams. So when those new heavy storms come by, they'll be able to capture, retain the water behind the dam. At certain points, when the storm comes by and passes by, we'll be able to control, release those flows into the channels and then divert those into the spreading grounds.
What is a spreading ground?
So a spreading ground, if you could think of it as a vast open space with dirt bowls, for lack of a better word. And those bowls are used to capture stormwater that's diverted from large channels. That water then gets percolated down into the groundwater basin, and then eventually we'll pump it out, treat it, and that becomes a potable supply for the city of LA.
Large, wide open dirt spaces is not my understanding of how LA was designed and built. Essentially, it's the exact opposite of way that the city seems to have been designed. If you look at the LA River, it's paved over with concrete. I mean, did you have to do a lot of work to overhaul the city and rip up a bunch of hard surfaces?
So that's an interesting point. When I was going to school for civil engineering school, the major thought there was stormwater is a liability. So let's get it into the gutters, let's get it into the rivers and out to the Pacific Ocean as soon as possible. Now we're kind of back engineering that system. Now we see it as an asset where we want to capture as much as we can. For various reasons, our main driver is going to be water supply. LA Flood Control District, their main value is flood protection. And for our partners over at the Bureau of Sanitation, they care about water quality. There's multiple benefits that make that project viable and cost beneficial to our ratepayers.
How much water can you save by making more porous areas of the city that can soak up water? How much water can you get?
I'll give you an example of what we did last year. We've been averaging 83,000 acre feet a year of capture. That's based on 15 inches of precipitation, which is our average. It's roughly a football field filled with 1 foot of water. So we typically capture 83,000 of those. Last year, which was a very wet year for us, we captured 153,000 acre feet. So it kind of depends on the weather patterns. What we have to do now is look at the bigger picture and see where we could duplicate spreading grounds. So some of the things we're looking at is regional parks and schools. If you think about those open spaces, they're located in every neighborhood and in every watershed.
Once the water goes into a spreading ground, goes underground, what do you do with it?
Once it reaches the spreading ground, it naturally infiltrates into the groundwater aquifer. So for instance, in San Fernando Groundwater Basin, we have a huge aquifer underneath the San Fernando Valley. What we'll do is we'll pump it out, we'll treat it, and we'll put it into our potable distribution system.
After some of these huge storms we've been talking about, I have seen some environmental groups complain that California is too slow to respond to this problem, and that cities like LA are just allowing still a ton of runoff to flow straight into the ocean. Considering how big of an engineering project this is, do you think you'll ever be able to capture all that water?
We can only do so much here in the city. It's more of a regional approach. We need to get LA County involved, other partnering cities. I typically tell this story that water doesn't recognize any jurisdictions, any boundaries. So we need to tackle this problem as a regional approach, not so much with a city.
I've been following this water shortage in the West for years now. I understand how dire the water supplies have gotten in places like California and Nevada and Arizona. To your mind, how urgent is this project for the future of LA?
It's very urgent, not just because we've had wet years in the last 2 or 3 years. That means that's going to be the typical pattern. We noticed with climate change studies that there's going to be a lot less snow and there's going to be a lot more rain. What that tells me is that we're going to need to increase our capacity to capture stormwater, which we currently don't have. We are making progress, but we're going to have to do a lot more to capture that precious stormwater.
Art Castro is with the LA Department of Water and Power. Thank you very much.
Thank you.